This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I was talking to a couple of patients the other day about, again, at the beginning of the year, resolutions, and in the sense of, you know, exercise and, you know, do the kinds of getting up and moving around a lot more and food choices and stuff. And they were asking me for my advice on different kinds of food things that I have been talking about for 30, 40 years now. And I don't want to go back to stage one. It's difficult. It's difficult when you start to take care of a new patient. You kind of have to go back to square one. And after having seen, I think we're somewhere between 22 and 23,000 patients in the last 30 years. And I just don't want to do that anymore. So I wanted to try a different approach. And I said, well, why don't we talk about the things that are in your food, the foods, commercial foods, that you should be avoiding. I'm not talking about the stuff you get out of your backyard garden. I'm talking about the stuff at the grocery store. There are some additives and ingredients of these things that if you were to avoid them, you might feel just as good or better than if you started an exercise program. Now, I'm not suggesting this to avoid exercise, but it's not just exercise that makes a difference. And as I have said in many of these shows with Doug, it's not so much the good things that we're choosing to eat. It's what's missing in these good things that we're choosing to eat, in the sense of real Mother Nature-made vitamins and enzymes, whatever, that comes from the real foods that come from the ground, not necessarily the shelves of a grocery store. But then there's another concern, because we have such loose, extremely loose food labeling laws in this country that food manufacturers can just get away with almost anything and still call it food. And so I have a few things here that you might want to look for on the label of the foods and try to avoid these things. Because, you know, 100 years ago, the food industry was about what you grew on your farm or in your backyard or at the local farmer's market in whatever town or hamlet you were living in. And the food labeling laws have just haven't advanced. They've degenerated. I mean, today, more than 75% of the supermarket shelves are just stocked with packaged and processed foods. And by processed, I mean it's not the way Mother Nature made. It's something that the food industry has done to these foods that Mother Nature made in a way to make them have a much longer shelf life. Because the most important part of any food that Mother Nature made, whether it came from the vine or came from the a branch, a twig, from a root, a tree, whatever else, the most important part of that food is what's going to go bad the quickest. Now, there's some exceptions to that, but that's a general rule. Whatever will spoil faster is the thing your body needs the most, which is why we want to eat things as fresh as possible. But the food industry can't give you fresh foods, because they have no shelf life. They're going to, within a week, they're going to go bad. So they process these foods. And so what are they? They're packaged, they're frozen, they're boxed, they're canned. And in most cases, you know, only require some boiling or microwaving before they're edible. But they have all kinds of undesirable chemicals. And that's what I wanted to dedicate this show to, because in fact, there's more than 3,000 food chemicals that have been purposely added to your food supply. And avoiding them is a lot easier and more economical than you might think. You just have to read the labels. So you might want to grab a piece of paper and a pencil if you're sitting still somewhere and jot some of these down, because these are the things that you definitely want to avoid if you want to feel better. because these are very typical ingredients that are used for shelf life as well as for artificial flavoring. And the FDA or the USDA allows these things to happen in the name of food. So I've got a few of them here. Number one, it's TBHQ. You can see this showing up in some labels. TBHQ. It's just butane. It's what goes into a butane lighter. And it turns out it's not just for lighters anymore. It's an artificial antioxidant that they put into chicken nuggets to keep them fresh. To keep them fresh. You know, so instead of chicken nuggets being fresh, butane keeps them fresh. And eating butane probably wasn't what you had in mind the last time you lit up a cigarette or a cigar or whatever else, or a pipe that you might be lighting up with a butane lighter. Because when you get the munchies and you order those nuggets, you're going to get the butane anyway. You might try homemade chicken wings instead, because there's no fuel in that. But when you get these frozen chicken nuggets, frozen packaged, pre-made processed foods, things that need a long shelf life, like frozen meals that you just microwave, or crackers, or chips, or these cereal bars, or fast foods, look at the label. You see TBHQ. They're not going to put butane on there. They're going to put the chemical structure, TBHQ. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell from jackstockwell.com, regular here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show. And I'm going over some food ingredients that you might want to avoid in the sense of wanting to feel better, not just exercise and better sleep and clean water. And there's some you want to stop poisoning yourself. There's another one called BHA. It's just butylated hydroxyanisole. But you'll see it on a lot of cereal boxes. BHA, it's a preservative. And it's used to prevent rancidity in foods that happen to have oils present. Well, BHA has been shown to cause cancer in rats and mice and hamsters. And the reason the FDA hasn't banned it is largely technical, because the cancers all occur in a rodent's forestomach, the beginning of their stomach, which humans don't have. So they, well, it must be safe for humans then. Nevertheless, the study published in the Japanese Journal of Cancer Research concluded that BHA was, quote, reasonably anticipated to be a carcinogen. As far as I'm concerned, that's reason enough to get it out of your diet. Where are you going to find it? You're going to find it in Fruity Pebbles. You're going to find it in Cocoa Pebbles. You're going to find it in Kix. You're going to find it in a lot of breakfast cereals. Because the breakfast cereal, comment has been made in the past that the box is more healthy and nutritious for you than the cereal inside of it. Because breakfast cereal is nothing but just a mash of sugar-coated crap. I've often said breakfast cereal is the most non-nutritious food you can possibly eat, as far as the major part of the population that consumes that stuff. I remember as a little kid, I loved Kix, the K-I-X, the cereal Kix. And then all of a sudden, Kix didn't taste that good anymore. And I remember looking at the label, and I'm talking 8 or 9 years old. And I looked at the label, and I saw BHA on there. Well, that was the beginning of my nutrition research. Before puberty, I was researching nutrition. Next one you want to be careful of is estrogen, because regular milk is full of hormones used by the milk industry to keep these cows pregnant and lactating all year long, something cows are not designed to do. Imagine human beings constantly pregnant and constantly lactating. It's a terrible, distasting idea. Well, we do that with our cows. And the only way you can do that to a cow is to keep it knocked up with hormones. So when you drink regular milk, you're taking a shot of hormones with that milk. And all you wanted was a bowl of cereal. Nope, you're getting some hormones with it. Where do you find it? You find it in all non-organic dairy. Any dairy product you buy that's not organic is going to have these hormones in there. So organic is recommended on top of that. And the last thing you want to be doing or giving a young man, especially before puberty, is a dose of estrogen. All right, the next one is parabens, P-A-R-A-B-E-N-S. I mean, it's a synthetic preservative that's used to inhibit mold and yeast in food. It's one of the things that gives food shelf life. And the problem is that parabens disrupt your hormonal balance. A study found in the Food Chemical Toxicology found that daily ingestion of parabens decreased sperm and testosterone production in rats. And parabens have also been found present in breast cancer tissue. Where are you going to find it? You're going to find it in a lot of frozen dairy products, but you're definitely going to find it in Baskin-Robbins sundaes. And it's interesting how many of these fast food stores now, because of federal decree, have a plaque or a poster somewhere in the restaurant that tells you the ingredients of their foods. But you're going to find it in other places as well. If you find parabens, don't eat it. Now, how about this one? Spinach dust. You think that green sheen that's on the veggie snacks is giving you your daily serving of vegetables? You might want to think again, because that's just powdered spinach dust, which spinach has been dehydrated and sucked out of all its nutritional value. So the upshot of this is that the green sheen is about as nutritious as actual dust. But when you see this green sheen on these veggie sticks or veggie chips or any of this stuff, it's just powdered dust that has no nutrition left in it. And you find it in what are called the healthier vegetable-flavored snack foods. Keep your eye out for that one and be careful and just read the ingredients. Then one we all know and love, the partially hydrogenated oils. Don't confuse 0-gram trans fat as being trans fat free. Because the FDA will allow you to claim if you're producing foods that have partially hydrogenated oils in it, you can have up to 0.5 gram per serving and still be labeled as a no trans fat food. You know, considering that 2 grams is probably the most you should ever consume in one day, those fractions can add up pretty quickly. So the telltale sign that your snack is soiled with this kind of crap, you'll look for partially hydrogenated oil on the ingredient statement. And if it's anywhere on there, you're ingesting artery-clogging trans fats. You're going to find it in popcorn shrimp. You're going to find it in frozen pizzas. You're going to find it in almost anything that can last for months without turning bad. In a few minutes, we're going to be taking a break. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show with more of these things to avoid coming up next.
Single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with a story behind some of the stories. The charts have been listed from top to bottom here for this past week. One of the names added at the end of the week because of things that change and because we are flexible here. Let's talk about Alec Baldwin, who now has been charged with homicide, and now he's responding to the charges. I think he responded early on, and now he has to come back and somehow or other, well, whether this makes any difference when it goes to trial or not, or do they settle these things out of court? I suppose that would be one of the options, right? They're just because they all, it would seem in this circumstance, just looking for money.
Well, you don't settle criminal charges out of court. You plea bargain. If it's a criminal charge, you plea bargain. If it's a civil charge, you settle out of court for money.
Right.
I think that he's indicted for criminal charges of second degree involuntary manslaughter. Not sure what the degree is,
yeah.
Which comes with consequences. So he's in trouble.
He's
in big trouble.
The involuntary manslaughter charge defined, quote, as killing someone in an unlawful manner or without due caution and circumspection. Killing another person unlawfully but unintentionally. Well, of course he didn't mean to kill her, and it was an accident. So why are we now a year and a half after this took place? He could, by the way, get 18 months in the slammer or be fined $5,000.
Then it goes to the Treasury.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Back to our conversation. For those who are just joining us,
money going.
We were talking about where does the money go. But
yeah.
But no, I mean, look, he's not going to get the chair. He's not going to be in life. He's not it's not a premeditated murder. But the fact is that there has to be a consequence to negligence that leads to somebody dying.
Well, the question is, was he the negligent one, or was it somebody else on the set that was the negligent one, which seems to have been the story that was on the top of the heap over most of this past year and a half. It was somebody else.
Well, the attorneys for these somebody else's are saying that he has deflected the blame to them.
Mm-hmm.
That it ultimately was his fault and that he's deflected the blame to others. I don't know. I wasn't there. And frankly, I follow that kind of story the same way you do. You keep up with it, but you don't. Yeah. You're not obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not. That's not my main focal point. So I don't know what's going to happen.
With all of these, with this blizzard of lawsuits. Excuse me. I didn't mean to interrupt you because I don't like
you. That's what I'm here for. It's okay
for me to interrupt you. The blizzard of lawsuits that are in play, with everybody accusing everybody else of being irresponsible. That's part of the theater, I guess, of this thing. The woman's still dead. They're not going to bring, you know, what was her name? Halnya Hutchins, I believe, is how you pronounce her name. Something close to that. If, according to the suit, if Alec had done his job, if Hannah Gutierrez Reed had done her job, or David Halls had done his job, she'd be alive today. Well, she's not alive, so does that mean they all didn't do their job? That's what they're going to try to prove.
I mean, negligence is, you know, it's hindsight. How many things do we do in our lives that we don't really think about?
Wish
we're not
we
mindful that could go astray, go awry, and you wind up responsible for something terrible.
Yeah.
It has to do with minute-to-minute mindfulness.
Yeah.
And we are all, you know, guilty of not being mindful on a minute-to-minute level.
If we were all held up to the same scrutiny in this circumstance, and it would be not, certainly, if it wasn't for somebody well-known like Alec Baldwin, or on the set of a movie, we'd probably never know anything about it, right?
Well,
who would know?
We don't know a lot more than we do. And especially with news stories, we don't know the reality of it. We only know what's in the headlines.
Yeah.
And that's why it takes time for these cases to unwind.
All right, speaking of things unwinding, lots more to talk about and discuss to inform you as to what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's what happens here on the Countdown Show. It's 28 past.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Microsoft said it was investigating reports of outages to its services, including Teams and Outlook, with thousands of users globally reporting that products were not available. The company said in a tweet that it has identified a networking issue and was working to troubleshoot the next steps. Hundreds were mourning in Monterey Park, California, as they gathered for a candlelight vigil on Tuesday night honoring the lives lost. Resident Anna Say shared her emotions.
It breaks my heart, and I have friends that lost people in this shooting. My aunt lost somebody in this shooting. My friend lost somebody in this shooting, so it's not right.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in California today to address the increase of mass shootings in the Golden State. Former President Trump, President Biden, and now former Vice President Mike Pence have all been found with top secret documents they should not have in their possession. Lance Pry, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, 34 at the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine discussing the issues of the day, the events, the people that matter, as written into the people list, top 10 folks on the list. And Michael's gone through in the stories as well. Number two on the story list, the installation of Mr. McCarthy as the Speaker of the House and what led to that, the deals that were made. It seemed to be actually a fairly good week. I was complaining about the fact that they weren't doing the people's business, but quickly once he got installed, there were a number of things that happened, and one of them, from my perspective anyway, that's good, was the call to eliminate the IRS and go to a consumption tax. Republicans introduced that. It's been introduced a lot, but in the mere discussion of it before would turn people off. This time around, it seems to be getting a little traction. I hardly expect it would get through the presidential seal of approval, i.e. his signature, but it's an interesting concept nonetheless and causes us to understand the IRS and how it came into play and what it does. And so, you know, those sorts of things, I think, are good for talk radio. Don't you, Michael?
And bring up good stuff are good for talk radio or good for the country?
Well, isn't it one and the same?
I hadn't realized we're approaching these subjects by what's good for talk radio. All of this stuff is good for talk radio.
Yeah.
Look, you know, we're talking about it, but specifically whether the elimination of the IRS is good for talk radio is to miss the point of, is it good for the country? I mean, do we really need the complicated tax structure we have? And the National Association of Certified Public Accountants would certainly have
argument
about that. Taxing is a whole industry.
Yeah.
Taxation.
It is. Huge.
You know.
Yep. Huge industry. Just to go back to the number one item this week, the Biden document thing and the handling of it, the special counsel. This is manna from heaven. For these guys that are on the right that are doing talk radio programs. See? Trump wasn't so bad after all, right?
No, yeah, right. Well, two wrongs make a right in today's world, in which victory is held higher than truth. You know, they seek victory as opposed to truth. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think it's a... On one level, I think it's a sorry state of affairs that both of the leading political figures of the moment have been outed for hoarding secret documents.
Yeah.
On another level, I don't know how important that particular crime is, because I don't think either of them were doing it to sell secrets to the Russians or the Chinese.
There's some information. A lot of the right-wing talk hosts this week were talking about this thing, Biden, the Penn Biden Center, and how they got $55 million in support from the Chinese government, which doesn't look good. Hunter Biden.
In fact, that's true. Then Joe Biden is definitely on the hot seat. He definitely has a political mess on his hands. But you see, my opinion is it doesn't matter, because I already have completely made up my mind that Joe Biden will not be the Democratic Party's nominee in 2024.
Yeah,
therefore, if anything, it gives the Democrats an excuse to get rid of Biden in case he's not playing the game the way they'd like to see it. The Democrats don't want Biden to run in 2024. You know, if you were to take most Democrats aside, they would say, he's a liability, just as more and more Republicans feel that way about Trump.
Yep. All right. Number five, the gas stove controversy. You understand what's going on? I don't ask you that because I don't think you understand. I guess what I'm asking is how it ought to best be played, because it isn't a political, although maybe it can be made into political, because the two states, especially New York State, where there's a quite liberal Democratic governor, the idea that gas stoves could be banned. Hello, is this America in 2023? What the heck is going on here? And are we going to be able to control our lives and can't have gas stoves anymore?
What is the reason for that? I actually don't know. Why are gas stoves?
The governor of New York.
Banning.
Yeah, the governor of New York says after 2025, the state law will be, she made an executive ruling or whatever it is, that after 2025 can't be any more gas stoves sold in the state of New York because they pollute. They're pollutants, gas burning off the various gases that come, methane and other gases are bad for the environment, therefore we need to use electricity. Do you realize how stupid on the surface, just plain stupid that sounds, when you think about all of the rallying cry for the climate changers is to get rid of the fossil-based fuels, and yet if you get rid of gas and you run electricity for the foreseeable future, electricity is going to be produced by the same stuff. As a matter of fact, a lot of it's produced by natural gas or oil or coal. So these people, do they really understand? Are they that stupid?
You're pointing out, I mean, I'm not a scientist and I don't know all the details, but in a broad strokes perspective, it takes coal and a lot of these pollutants to create electricity.
Yeah. So they're going to make electricity. So, you can't have a gas stove. You got to have an electric stove. But the same thing happens. I mean, these people, it's like they don't even think it through
for 2 seconds. It's more about appearance than it is about results.
Uh-huh. Well, you think the people of New York like that idea? Upstate New York, the farmers in upstate New York will
throw rocks
at
people in New York care about it. I think that now it's an issue that's being discussed. I don't think people are walking around worried about gas stoves.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
That's why we were kidding about it earlier. Oh, we have a new issue now, a gas stove.
Yes.
I mean, what? 2 weeks ago, we didn't worry about it.
You know, right. Something new.
Something we talked worry about.
Well, last week, Trump's legal battles were number one on the story list. This week, the number seven. What does that tell you? Things are churning and moving, and maybe it was pushed out because Biden did the same thing. And maybe that, you know, Biden's not going to go away from the top of the story list, at least while he's president. He's always going to be number one. Although I think last week he was four on the list and McCarthy was number one.
Well, that's only because there was that circus in the Congress.
Yeah.
That was an anomaly. Things like that don't normally happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
McCarthy took the lead spot. But
all right, so then let's take that thinking and go to number six on the people list, George Santos. How in the world does the news media have any credibility? Investigative reporters, the folks that run the stations in New York, radio stations, television stations. How does this guy get elected? How come nobody knew that he's nothing but a lying SOB?
Right. Right.
And would that have made a difference? Maybe that's the other side of it. Maybe
it would have made a huge difference.
I would have thought
the people in the 3rd District of New York would not have voted for him. This guy is a psychopath. He's
he really is.
He really is. He's
he
should be put in a museum on display.
Yeah.
It's even just looking at him and his demeanor and the way he handles himself and carries himself. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it really is a case for study.
Yeah.
And hopefully some lessons will be learned.
Now, one of the things that people have been talking about this week on the talk radio programs, you know what? We didn't go back to what I said. No, sorry. I just remembered that we said when we broke at 28 past the hour, we were going to go back to whatever it was we were
Prince
talking
Harry.
About.
We were talking about Prince Harry.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I said he's a whiny little twit, and I have no sympathy for somebody whose problem is that they're not being treated fairly within the royal family.
Mm.
And and then I said, what do you think? And you said, you asked me that question when we have 5 seconds before the break. So I said, we'll talk about it on the other side. Well, you didn't bring it up. I figured you didn't have anything to say about it.
Well, I didn't bring it up.
Forgotten.
Because I thought there were more important things to talk about, but I do think
more important than that.
Okay, so then let's talk about it for a moment. Harry, I think, is a reasonably intelligent fellow. I think he understands, reads the tea leaves. I think he's married a woman that has not necessarily enhanced his position in life, but his visibility. You go back to, what was it, his grandfather or great-grandfather that married the woman from New Jersey. The king abdicated, Edward. Yeah,
he abdicated because they gave him a tough time over he wanted to marry the woman he loved.
Yeah, right.
And so he said,
so how is this different than that?
Well, it's very different. He's not Prince Harry's not the king.
Well, but Harry, he's still a royal family guy.
He's a schmendrick. He's a spare.
Schmendrick. I love that expression. Thank you for using
that. What's his problem? The other guy was king. The other guy was the heir to the throne, and he walked away from it. This guy's walking away from nothing. He's walking away from a life that bothers him because his buttocks isn't being kissed.
He's a schmendrick.
He's a schmendrick. He's another media celebrity schmendrick.
Right. And who else would be in that category, by the way?
Oh, gosh. You want to have a list? Do you like our top 10? I'll give you a top 100 schmendricks every week.
From now on, I want the story list. I want the people
list. Let's change this show to schmendricks, the top schmendricks, celebrity gossip. I mean, you know.
Perfect.
Do you realize celebrity gossip is... More people talk about schmendricks and celebrity gossip than they do about Kevin McCarthy. I mean, you know, you step back and look at the bigger picture.
I think he's a schmendrick.
He's a total schmendrick.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to pause now. Then we're going to get to what's going on with the Michael Harrison interview, what's going on at Talkers Magazine. Mm-hmm. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. I guarantee neither of us are schmendricks, but no. That may be as far as it goes. Time now for you to think about the way to naturally lose that weight that you've gained over the last couple of months. Want to lose an inch? Want to lose a pound? You want to make sure that all your body is functioning better. The less weight that you have on your body, the more the bones are going to like it, and the superstructure of your body. I've learned a lot about that this week because I had a process on my shoulders, and now I can't lift or do things, and it affects the entire body, not just the upper regions. All of the body is so dependent on the body, in essence. That's really what the message is from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and read some of the beneficial impacts that Calitrin has had on people trying to lose weight, have better digestion, just have a safer body, if you will. There are side benefits to this as well, besides losing weight, because what I just said about getting that weight off your body, having the appropriate body mass index, is so much healthier for everything in your body. You got to keep your body in shape and keep it moving, and it's not going to if you've got extra weight. So go to toploss.com. Make sure you check out all of the facets of the success stories that are there. Order it now, the New Year special. You get 4 free bottles. Ask them about that. 4 months free and free shipping if you use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out at toploss.com.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-804-3595. That's 800-804-3595. 800-804-3595.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
As I remind the audience every week, gooddayshow.com and talkers.com has the charts, the stories, the people, so you can refer to that at any moment in time. But there are so many other things that happen at Talkers Magazine. You may notice if you're following that there is a new format, which is great because you can look at things in a different way. One of the things that you write this week is the difference between radio and audio.
I thought
that was a pretty interesting. You want to spend a few seconds
talking
about that?
I don't know why radio wants to give up the word radio and go to audio. Audio is a utilitarian term. You get lost in an ocean.
It's because some of the big companies that can't make it in radio because the management is so bad, and they're depending on podcasts, and that's audio, and they want to make.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Things that I'm most pleased about being responsible for the various informational programs that my little company has, like the Good Day Health program, the broadcast that every week are the broadcasters that are a part of it are a part of the Good Day program, but we call it Good Day Health because Jack Stockwell brings his own brand of medicine and medical information to those of you who are following him and what he does at his clinic out in Salt Lake City. He's a Nuka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, and has nothing but a world of information and experience. So that makes for great broadcasting. Also, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his research and what he presents from, let's say, the other side of the coin here as service items for you. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you go. This sounds like the conversation Jack and I are about to have, though, sounds like something that I discussed last week on another program that I do called the American Family Farmer. This doesn't, I'm not meaning this, Jack, to sound like a promotion for everything I do, but they overlap. The research that I talked about last week on the American Family Farmer program is the same info that you're calling our attention to now that links glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, with cancer, as well as damage to other things that may be the most important part of our being. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And this just came out last week from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. I mean, you know, this wasn't some poorly funded study somewhere.
It's not one of your usual...
No, but they looked at the... Now, who is most exposed to farm products? Farmers are, of course, and that's why it was on your show.
Yep.
So they looked at the glyphosate levels that were in the urine of farmers, and found out there are these markers. There are these markers showing up that shows the blood cancers like lymphoma, myeloma, leukemia, a much higher incidence in these kinds of cancers among farmers mm-hmm. than somebody that would be working, you know, at a computer all day in some high-rise office in Manhattan.
Right.
Not that that might not contribute to it, yeah. but the fact well. Is that they would have a lot less glyphosate present in their bloodstream.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of dancing around this because of the power of Monsanto, but Monsanto is now owned by Bayer.
More power.
The largest drug company in the world.
Yep. And I'm happy to always point out the Bayer products. I actually use a Bayer product, the Bayer back and body, when I have muscle spasms and stuff. That doesn't mean I have to like them. Their history comes from their original job, or their original company. They changed their name after World War II because the original company was responsible for making the gas that was used to gas 6 million Jews.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
On B.
Yep. So.
The kind of history that exists almost in every large mega corporation is not necessarily the prettiest stuff.
No.
But the important thing is that this was published by the National Cancer Institute, and they said, yeah, we're finding more in evidence. It's contributing to the overall evidence that associates glyphosate with exposure and oxidative stress in humans that contends to create the markers that show increases in lymphoma, myeloma, leukemia. Bottom line, stay the hell away from glyphosate.
Roundup. Stay away
but
from
the problem is, and they got Roundup for this and Roundup for that, and
right.
all the kinds of variations that they've made for it. You know, the original glyphosate course killed anything that was green.
Well, you know, one of the things that this points out, Jack, and this goes into a discussion that we were having a few minutes ago. You probably were listening to us when I was talking about not being served by your representation or your congressman, your senator is, and how much they're in the tank, in the bag for companies like Monsanto and Bayer because of how much they contribute to their campaigns. There is no reason on God's green earth that this product should still be available to anybody. But yet it is because these people pay off. They pay to make sure that they still are in business. The thing that's a tragedy is that the information, these people have so much money, they can contradict the information that comes from people like you and me that basically is crying almost in the wilderness, hey, listen, look at how bad this stuff is. It changes your DNA. It gives you cancer, and yet you're still using it.
Yeah, exactly. And they can throw a bunch of money together to fund another study by some other group somewhere else.
It'll show it's okay.
Well, there might be some association, but it's not like we've been told.
So then why does Bayer have a $5 billion war chest set aside to give to people who are, there are like 80,000 cases against Bayer and Roundup.
Yep.
And so why is that? Okay, hello, knock, knock. Anybody home? Somebody's got to figure that out. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.